KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is coming up on 4. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. Got a little e-news on the way here in just a bit, but first we must touch on the events of earlier today when we turned back Dunham and Miller at dodgeball 2-1 this morning. Do we get nothing for this?
Nothing.
No, we get nothing, Ron. Nothing. They didn't agree to it. They thought it was funny. They were laughing at us that we were doing this and they weren't making a bet.
I'll tell you how bad it got. Gordon and I, before the third game, I go, look, because we got this remote way out tomorrow for the rant. It's like an hour and a half away at White Bluff, Lake Whitney. And we're driving together. And so I said, listen, whoever loses this game has to drive. He's like, okay, cool. So after the game, I'm like, oh, you're driving. You know, and he was like, well, I'll drive your car. It's like, what is wrong with you people?
That's Dunham and Miller for you.
It's okay. When charity challenge comes around, no bet. Regardless, nothing. Just throw it back at them.
I mean, I like to bet.
I do, too. That's the thing. I'd just be hurting up.
And they say that we're like Pete Rose, that we bet so much.
I love that one. Yeah, we are.
But I thought George was game for it. I thought he wanted to do it, and Gordon wanted to do it, right?
I think Gordon would have done it. I don't think George and Junior wanted to do it.
I know.
George was saying he wanted to do it, wasn't he?
But see, he wouldn't even bring it up to those other guys. He never even brought it up to them.
Craig was not.
Yeah, Craig wasn't going to do it. That was done.
You have to understand, Craig has very little interest in doing his own show, much less another one. I don't blame him. You know what? It took us 2 games, though, to figure out how to absolutely destroy him. Because by the time...
He went out quick both times.
By the time we figured out the rules, where Danny was thrown out in a nanosecond after the first game this morning, and then the second game, I don't know what happened. Then the third,
I lasted about 5 seconds in that because I stepped out of bounds.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You got tossed in the first one too, didn't you, Corby? For a rule violation.
Yeah, I caught George's ball, but I was over the white line. And they kicked me out. And as soon as we finally figured that out, and the second game was just an anomaly.
I just hated those rules that we played by.
I know.
But,
I know. But then, you know, the third game, we all ran to the line, got the balls. We got almost every ball. And then we just kind of sat there and we were like, all right, let's all throw at George. We all threw at George, knocked him right out.
It was great because I threw the first one at him and he dodged that one and Grego was right there at the other side and knocked him out.
And then, you know, it was done. We had like 5 people left with Craig on the other side.
It was great to see that big old baby Huey get put out early.
George.
Yeah.
After his second game heroics. Nobody gets more fired up than George. He's so arrogant. Oh!
Cocky, walking around with his fingers stuck in the air.
Sickening.
Why is he that way? With sports.
He's competitive.
Sports.
I don't think it's because he's competitive. I just think it's because he knows he's no good at most of it.
So he's got to run his mouth instead.
Right. Right. I mean, he can hit a golf ball, but what else can he do? Nothing. That's what.
Well, he can probably throw that back in all our faces. What can any of us do?
We're not talking about it. Us, though. We're talking about him.
We can beat him in dodgeball. That's one thing we can do.
That's right.
Oh, can you imagine when we play next year, the rules changes?
Yeah, something will be done.
Oh, that they will institute.
Oh, they'll get a ringer next year is what they'll do. They'll get an ex-Texas Ranger to get out there with them. And he'll just absolutely destroy us. He'll send me to the hospital.
Boy, you do. You are.
By the way, how is your nipple?
It's hard still.
Who hit you with that? The guy in the last game?
Yeah.
Because that was a freaking bloodbath.
I don't remember which one it was. We had to play the P1.
Oh, did we get destroyed?
The game lasted like in volleyball. About 45 seconds.
Yeah, about 45 seconds.
Well, we got murdered.
I don't think we were too terribly interested, if you want to know the truth.
And Kevin got hit in the boob. Do you still have a mark?
No, it didn't leave a mark. It was red as hell.
When you showed us right after it happened, my gosh.
Yeah, I felt like one of the deodorants in the Randy Johnson commercial.
Are you going
to just beaning people?
Still be able to nurse?
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'll just flip it up and put some compressed air in there and
get
it back to normal.
That's good.
Because at least Mike said he was thirsty.
Yeah, at least we won.
Yes, we did win. It was a good time. Thanks to everybody who came out. Thanks to the great Dave Barnett. Thanks to the great Mike Ducey.
That was really cool.
A lot of P1s did come out.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it.
You know, Dave Barnett, he did a game last night in Chicago. He did some ESPN baseball game last night.
And for Ducey, just to say, all right, sure, I'll get up at 7:30 in the morning and head on out there.
Well, that's why he's the best in the game, Corby.
That's right.
That's true.
He even wore his best in the game T-shirt.
Yeah. And he said, did you hear him on the way over, Mike, saying that he was paying homage to the Musers because of the best in the game T-shirt, which they're obsessed with, and he's paying homage to you by wearing jean shorts.
Well, good. Man, yeah. See, there's nothing wrong with him.
I wanted to say something. After playing three dodgeball games today, I cannot believe ever in my life that I ever fancied myself as some sort of athlete.
You were good, Danny.
Because other than two very, very minor plays, I was the most ineffective person out there.
You were okay. We were all okay.
I think you're trying to throw it like a baseball, and you're trying to hum it, mm-hmm. and you just had to wing it like a slingshot or one of those highlight things. It was hard. I couldn't get any velocity on that.
Tell you what, though, they got the perfect dodgeball. That's the perfect one.
The size?
Yes, mm-hmm.
that's the perfect size. It was. Not too big, not too small.
I do like that game, though. It's fun.
It's a hell of
a lot more fun than I remember it being when I was a kid.
It was fun when you were a kid.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was for me. I loved it.
Well, I loved it.
When you were
a
fifth grader playing against seventh and eighth graders, because that's how they do. They fifth and sixth against seventh and eighth. Yeah, it was real fun.
Well, then you got to be in seventh and eighth at one point.
Then you could destroy those younger ones.
That one team that beat us real bad, though, at the end, mm-hmm. they played some other team to play us in the championship game. And they hit one of those guys in the eye. And I mean, swollen, big old, nasty black eye. Hit him right in the face.
I heard there was a couple of nut shots, too.
That's where you want to aim. Get him out of there.
Mm.
Well, fun for all of us down there
today.
Dodgeball. Entertainment news on the way.
Someone posing for Playboy that I think we will all be interested in.